Welcome, welcome.
Operate like this. If your car payment is due on the second
and you haven't paid that car payment, you're going to have some phone calls, and you're going to have some problems. They're going to call you. Now, today I was going to be talking about repossessions. This is the number one problem that people have when it comes to cars: repossessions, either having the car repossessed or the car being in repossession status. Now, when is a car in danger of repossession status? If your credit was real bad and you had to go with what we call bottom of the barrel finance companies, I've seen people get their cars repossessed for being a day or two late. I've seen that. I've seen people that have gotten their car payment repossessed, and the car payment had already been made, but it hadn't been registered with the company. And so ultimately what happens is they look at that and say, oh, no, she's in danger of being repossessed. You know, some companies will work with you. One of the things that you need to understand is the process for repossession. Typically, the company is going to call you. You're going to get a call. They're going to say, hey, what's going on with the payment? You let them know, and then they're going to follow back up with you based on what you told them. And then if you've made a promise to make a payment and then that payment doesn't happen, they're going to listen to what you got to say, and then they're going to make a decision. Sometimes they're going to tell you that they're going to have to put you in repossession status. Sometimes they won't say anything, because if they really tell you, then you might start trying to hide that car. And so they want it's kind of the element of surprise. So the key thing in dealing with people that have had their cars repossessed is you have got to make sure that you stay in contact with the finance companies. You got to stay in contact with the finance companies, because if you stay in contact with the finance companies, then what will happen is they will a lot of times work with you. It's going to cost them too much money to repossess a car if they can figure out a way to avoid it. And so ultimately what happens is they will try to do everything they can. They're going to try to do everything they can to avoid that. So you got to stay in contact with them. When they call, answer the call. But just be honest with what your situation is. Understand this. They deal with thousands upon thousands of people across the country that have delinquent loans. And so it's important for you to understand that all these companies out here that have these delinquent loans are really putting themselves in a situation where you're just one of another loan. So they don't really, zero in just on your situation. When they hang up from you, they're going to the next file. And so you got to understand that they don't have any relationship with you. You're just a number. And if you're just a number, you need to make sure that you stay in contact with them and get it. And so it's not going to be convenient for you. So you need to definitely understand that and figure out how you cannot put yourself in that situation. When I say most, I'm talking about 90% of the finance companies out here will work with you within reason. I always tell people, never make a promise that you can't keep. If they say, well, do you think that you can make a payment on this day? Don't say it unless you know you can. You can easily say, I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it. I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep. What I can do, though, is I can call you on that day and let you know, and at least I'm keeping you in the loop. They will respect that because they will be able to see what's going on. These companies don't want to lose track of the cars. Speaking of that, if you buy a car and your first car payment is not made, they'll repo the car very, very quickly. So if you got a car and your first car payment is due on January 2nd and they haven't got that payment on January 3rd, then what they're going to do is they're going to repo the car, and they're also going to cancel the deal. They call it first payment default. So these banks will do that. They will do that, first payment default. So you got to make sure you make that first car payment. You got to stay in contact with them. Once a tow truck has your car, they'll pick the car regardless of of whatever is going on with the company, because they just have a ticket. They don't have, they're not the person that deals with the finance company. That's somebody at their office. They're the person that just picks the truck up. So they're going to pick the truck up, and then they're going to say, okay, well, yeah, you made a payment. Everything is fine. Well, you're going to have to come to pick this car up, and then we'll verify everything, and we'll get you your car. And that's what happens. They're not going to just put the car down and just go ahead and leave. They're going to take the car. And once they have it, you're going to have to deal with the finance company. So now let's talk about people that hide their cars. You know, a lot of times people hide their cars. They have cars, they put it in their garage, keep the garage locked. Sometimes they'll put the car at their girlfriend's house or their cousin's house. Or, you know, the car is not at the address. And so what happens is that you got to be very careful with that, because it can put you in a situation where you will end up having a car that you've hid, and now you've got comfortable where you don't have to make the payment because they don't know where the car is. Well, guess what? Some of the cars out here have GPS devices on them where they will find the car. But let's say your car didn't have a GPS device on it. Well, still, you're going to run the risk of, I've had a lot of people that call me and they hear me on the radio and they say, hey, listen, you know, I want you to help me get a car. And I'll say, well, do you have a car loan now? They'll say, yeah. So I owe $3,000. And I'll say, oh, okay, no problem. You owe $3,000. Well, what happens is they owe $3,000. And I'll say, well, when was the last time are your payments up to date? They'll say, no. When was the last time you made a payment? And let's say this is January. They'll say, well, I haven't made a payment since September. So I'm like, well, how did they not take the car? And they'll say, well, I've hid it. So now the situation is the loan has escalated into an entirely different situation. You will never be able to trade that car in. You will never be able to trade that car in. And that is something that is, you kind of can get yourself caught up. And now you got a car that you can't deal, you can't really take it in to do a whole lot, because if a dealership, if a bank finds out the car is at a dealership, they'll come repo the car at the dealership. So I understand that sometimes maybe you got to hide a car because you get paid on Friday and you want to make sure you can keep the car. And so, you do what you got to do, but don't put yourself in a situation where you are not in any capacity taking advantage of, that you're in not any capacity of making sure that you honor what your payments are. And remember, I've been doing these radio shows for 20 years. I've educated people from all around the country. All of the experiences I have come from either me working in a dealership, dealing with a person with that situation, or personally. I always tell the story when I was young, my very first car, I got repossessed. I had no idea what you had to do as far as keeping the payments up. My parents never educated me, so my car ended up getting repossessed. I didn't understand what to do. And as I got older, I started to understand, well, hey, you got to make a payment. It's got to be paid on that day. So you got to understand that these banks got to get their money. When you buy a car from these dealerships and they get a secondary loan, you pay a high interest. They write a check to that dealership for whatever that car is. Once they write the check to the dealership is out of the picture. The relationship now is between you and the bank. So the bank doesn't know you. The bank just looks at you as an application, and they want to make sure they get their money on the due date that is due. If they feel uncomfortable that they're not going to get their money, guess what they're going to do? They are going to put you out for repossession. They're going to put you out for repossession. Now, let's talk about payment plans. A lot of times, these banks will give you payment plan options. Some of the things they do, one of the most common is they will take the payments that you're behind and put them at the end of the loan. So they'll take the money that you owe in car payments, they'll put it at the end. When they put it at the end, then when you have a 60-month loan, when you get to that 60th payment, there's still going to be three or four extra payments that you have, and then they're going to charge you late fees and all that. but that could bring your account current. So sometimes you can do that. Just get a an arrangement that's going to work for you financially. Sometimes what they'll do is reduce the actual payment. That is a common thing where they'll take, let's say your payment was $450. They may say, well, for 6 months, we're going to reduce the car payment to $290. And so now you get a chance to play catch up, and then they'll bring your account current. Sometimes it's just a matter of you just need an extra 3 weeks over the 30-day mark. Even though you're going to be over 30 days, you need an extra 2 weeks. If you stay in communication with them, the odds of you getting your car repossessed is down. Let me say that again. If you stay in connection with the company that has financed your car and you are in, and you haven't been making payments, if you stay in connection with them, you will less likely have a repossession because they know where their car is. It's about them knowing where their car is. That's really what it's about. You want a surefire way to get your car repossessed? Just stop answering your phone. Stop answering your phone and stop making payments. And trust me, in a very, very short period of time, you will be up for repossession status. That's how it works. And so you need to understand that, because that is something that is not, you just don't want to deal with. Now, sometimes people say, well, when should I just let my car go? When should I just let my car get repossessed? There's only a few situations where I can say, okay, I understand why you got to get your car repossessed. Sometimes you have a car that's, like I had a lady call me on one of my other shows, and her car had broke down, and she just couldn't afford to have it fixed. Her car broke down, the car, she owed $4,000 to $5,000 on it, the car repairs were going to be $3,000. It just didn't make financial sense. And you know what she did? She let the car go. She let the car go, and she ended up going and getting another vehicle. So in that situation, yeah, it made sense for her to do that. In another situation, maybe you just can't afford, the budget's just not there. Maybe the car payment was $450, and at the time when you bought the car, you were making enough money to pay it, but now you don't, and you got to take care of your essential living expenses. So it's just taking you way out of whack. And so it'll be easier for you to just walk away from that, because you, on paper, you just don't see you getting any more money, and you just don't see you being able to pay that and pay your rent. So in that case, maybe it is time for you to let the car go. Sometimes you have cars that you get stuck with, whether it be through divorce or death. Sometimes someone in your family died and you end up with their car, and you just can't afford two cars. You know, maybe you're divorced and you're the wife and you got the husband's car and your car, but you can't afford both cars. So, you know, you might have to end up letting one of them go. So there's certain circumstances that will cause for you to be in that scenario. But as a whole, I always say try to work something out with the people. It'll make a whole lot of sense. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Car Man Show, the automotive industry's number one radio talk show, educating consumers all across the country from the east to the west to the south to the north, making a difference in how people buy cars. If you're on hold and you have a question, you can press the number one on your phone and it will alert me that you have a question. So again, if you have a question and you want to ask your question to me, I am opening up the phone lines. We've got about 20 minutes left, and I will answer your question. And I think we have a question now. Let's see if we can connect her. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm good. What's your name?
Neosha.
Neosha. Okay, what's your question, Neosha?
It's Neosha. My write-off for my credit acceptance is not under $3,000. Should I still be on this call listening in?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
My payment that I, for like a 10-day write-off is not under $3,000. Should I still, but my APR rate is really high. It's 21.9%.
Okay,
should
so
I still be listening in or?
Yeah. We're talking about what we're talking about, but also I was going to make this an extension where people could ask questions. So you've got a card that you owe. How much do you owe? Ballpark.
With a 10-day write-off, it'll be $20,043.98.
Okay, so it's $20,000, and then what type of car is it?
It's a 2012 GMC Terrain.
Okay, 2012 GMC. Well, how many miles?
55,000.
Okay. Well, the situation is that the balance is high, but it's still relatively a newer car. The mileage is good. You only have 50,000 miles. How long have you had it?
I've had it since March 10th of 2014.
Okay, so you've had it almost 2 years, and who's the finance company?
Credit Acceptance.
Okay. Now, the situation, when you have these loans with Credit Acceptance, when you get, it's kind of a catch-22. When people buy cars, they want to buy as new a car as possible. They want to get the best car. Well, what happens is when you go through companies like Credit Acceptance and you try to get the best car, what ends up happening is that if they approve you for that, because a lot of times they may say, well, no, you don't qualify for a $20,000 car. You only qualify for a $7,000 car or a $10,000 car. What happens is because of the interest rates puts you in such a negative situation because, if I'm not mistaken, have an idea what your rate is, 18, 19, 20? What?
It's 21.99%.
Okay, so you're paying 21% on a vehicle that's $20,000. So ultimately, you've had the car for 2 years. Well, if you don't know, you'll notice it now. I don't know if you pay online or you get statements, but what happens is that you end up having like your car payment. How much is your car payment?
$642.
Okay, that's
I'm taking a big hit.
That's kind of up there. Did you trade in a car?
Nope.
Okay, so
that was my first time buy.
It's the
I didn't know a whole
rate.
Lot back then, so yeah, it's the interest rate.
It's the interest rate. The interest rate is you bought too much car, and we want to welcome a caller from the 478 number. You bought too much car for that high interest rate. And it probably looked good because you had never bought a car before, but ultimately what happened is that you put yourself in a situation where you're paying way more than you should be paying for a car. It is absolutely no reason you should be paying $600 for the car. Now, let me ask you this question. Are you comfortably able, obviously you are because you've been paying it, are you comfortably able to afford to pay that?
No.
Okay.
Not comfortable.
Have you ever been behind?
Yes, I did get behind, and I was actually in the repo status one time.
Okay.
And I actually made the payment that day. I actually called in because I had went through a bankruptcy, and I was calling in to get a 10-day write-off, and that's how I knew I was behind.
Okay.
After I did my bankruptcy, they stopped taking payments because it was, like, directly coming out of my checking account.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't even know that I was behind until I called in after the bankruptcy to get a 10-day write-off.
Right. Well, this is the situation. I think there's definitely some hope for you. What needs to happen is that it's a matter of seeing how much your car is actually worth. And
I know that. I know exactly
you said you
how
know
much
that?
It's worth. Actually went to the dealership because I was thinking if I was to refinance it, I would come out, you know, being able to use my discount because I knew a little bit more this time around when I was going to try to get into a 2016 Terrain. And at the dealership, they told me it was only worth $13,000. So I would have to come up with the other, you know, dollar amount in order to get into a new vehicle.
So you,
so that was
so
going to be around $10,000.
Right. So you was just way, way upside down. So really it comes down
to... So it didn't
make
any sense for me to do that.
No, 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 it doesn't. And I mean, honestly, the situation with you is that I would keep making those payments because it's just you just owe way, way too much, and it's the interest rate. Now, the beauty about it, and you can kind of say the light at the end of the tunnel, is that you will be able to qualify for a better car, you know, once you get that balance down, and you're 99% of the time is going to be for a payment less than what you pay. So, that's the light at the end of the tunnel. You're just having to kind of pay the piper now, per se, and deal with that. So, you have my toll-free number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you back on hold. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. You can kind of listen a little bit more, and what you can do is call me next week if you want to talk more, and we can figure out what we can do. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you
so much for your time. All right. All right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Car Man Show. If you have a question, you can press the number 1 on your phone. And I will be alerted that you have a question. I'll be glad to. We've got about 15 minutes left, and we do have a question. Let me see. We got somebody right here. Hello, you're on the Car Man Show.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. I'm doing good.
Good.
I got to purchase a car on 15. And I'm trying to figure out why my car payment is so high. You know, I got it, my car payment, I bought it, I got it through, well, I guess you recommended me to the dealership. And so I got the new car, and I'm looking at the payments of other people paying, and I'm paying like 3 times that much as a lease car.
What kind of car you got?
A Malibu, 1500 Malibu.
2015 Malibu.
Right.
And how much is your car payment?
My car payment is $321.
Okay. And how is your credit? Is your credit real good?
Well, you know, we got 2 cosigners. I'm a cosigner and my fiance is a cosigner. So our credit was good enough for them to give us the lease.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this without even, you know, I can tell you this. Like, for instance, the young lady that just called, her car payment was $600. Your car payment is $300 and some change. I mean, you're paying probably the lowest car payment on average for somebody. I mean, there's not a lot of people that are paying under $300 for a car. Those car payments almost don't exist anymore. The average car payment, I tell people, is always from $300 even to $500. That's the average car payment. So right now you're paying the average car payment for that vehicle. Who's the finance company?
GM.
Okay, GM. Okay, so yeah, you got a good finance company. You probably, you know, you definitely got a good rate based on the type of car you have. So it's pretty much a no-brainer. I think you got a pretty good situation.
Think so? I mean, you know,
what makes you feel uncomfortable? Let's deal with that.
Well, I'm looking at all the programs, and I see where they got leases for $79, $69, and $179, and I'm paying like twice that much.
Right. Well, let me explain to you about that, and I'm glad you brought that up. I've talked about that on my radio shows in the past. When you look at those payments, whether you see them in the newspaper, whether you see them on television, or you hear them on radio, there's always fine print. And the fine print will tell you, in order for you to get a car payment of $79 a month, what you're going to have to do is first of all, it's going to say upon credit approval. That means that you're going to – those are for the people that have the best of the best credit scores, the people that don't need cosigners, the people that have, you know, 750s to 800 credit scores. So they're going to get the best financing. Then they're going to also tell you that those payments are going to be on vehicles that are going to be a lot lower in cost. They're going to be a lot lower in cost. So, you know, it might not be the type of car you wanted. Maybe, you know, the Malibu wouldn't have been $79 a month. Maybe the little small Aveo might have been that. And you might say, well, hey, I can't use that car. It's too small. But you turn around and, you know, you get into a bigger vehicle, it's going to be a bigger payment. The other thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, that's one of the things that you look at. You know, I'm not going to get into your credit situation on the air, but, you know, if you just kind of tuned in when I was just finishing up with this young lady, and her car payments were $600, and she's trying to figure out how to get out of hers. And so
right.
What I'm saying to you is that you are paying much lower. You're paying much lower than the average person. And by you being financed with GM, is it GM Financial?
Yes.
Right, yeah, by you being financed with GM Financial, they've actually given you a good interest rate because the payment is not high. If I had to guess, if you tell me I was driving a Malibu and how much would you guess that I was paying, I would say that you're paying at least $400, $450. That's what I would say. And so by you paying in the 300s, you're paying good. Those low payments, you know, once you apply what I just told you as far as read the fine print. Look at what, in order for you to get to that payment, what needs to happen. Or if it's a radio or TV, if it's a TV commercial, the fine print is going to be so small that you can't see it. That's done
right.
on purpose. Or if you are going to listen on the radio, the fine print is going to be them reading something real fast at the end of the commercial. It's no difference than you see all these medical commercials and they say, hey, we got this new medicine that is going to help you if you have a coughing problem. But here are the side effects.
Right. You know, I have noticed that. Yeah, okay.
Right. They're going to tell you the side effects because legally they have to. They don't want to, but legally they have to. So it's the same thing with car commercials. They want to tell you. They're going to bank on the fact that someone, let's say like you, listening to the radio and you hear, oh, man, they got cars at $79 a month. So that's all that you hear. You don't hear the disclaimer that they
right.
put on at the end of the show. So when you don't hear that disclaimer, you go into the dealership. Well, the ad has done exactly what it needed to do. It got you in there. So now it got you in there. So now guess what? You can get mad and say, oh, hold up. I thought this was $79 a month. Now they have a chance to work with you, which is
right.
ultimately what they want to do. So those payments that you see are not, you know how they say, don't believe everything you see or read. Those
right,
payments
right.
are not real. Those payments are not real. Can you get to those payments? Absolutely. But you got to meet criteria one, criteria two, criteria three. I mean, you got to go through all of that. I mean, what was your credit situation like when you first got that car that you all needed a cosigner? Was it income or was it credit or what was it?
I think it was more credit. T-Mobile and all them with the telephones, little stuff, you know, but I guess after a period of time, this stuff adds up.
Right, and that's something that a lot of people, you know, the way these finance companies look at is, you know, if you had a problem paying your cell phone bill, then they say, well, man, the cell phone bill is only $100 a month.
Right.
And, you know, how are you going to be able to make a car payment? That's how they look
right.
at it. And so
right.
ultimately, you know, you have to understand the way these banks think. And, you know, in the long run, what will happen is that you'll end up getting in your situation. Is the car for you or for your wife or what?
It's for my wife.
Okay. So, you know, the good thing about it, she got a nice car. She'll be able to keep making payments on that. And then after you know, maybe, you know, 2-3 years, you can look at getting another car. And it won't be needed, and you'll be able to get a car that, you know, you can possibly get into, you know, just a little lower payment. It's a better overall situation. So I think you're in a, I mean, I definitely appreciate you calling, but I think you're in a pretty good situation moving forward. And
right.
You definitely
okay.
want to, you know, be, you know, be a source for you. So do you have my number in case you need it down the road?
Right, I got this number here, and then I got the 877-780.
Right, 877 number, right, 877-870-4815. Well, listen, I'm going to put
right.
you back on hold. Stay on hold. We only got 7 more minutes, and I'll finish up a couple things and then see if you can pick up any more information. Hold on.
Okay, then.
All right, listen, listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Car Man Show, the online version of The Car Man Show. I want to thank the two listeners that did have questions. If, you know, some people just listened and didn't have questions, and that's cool, that maybe you picked up on some information that can help you down the road. Today we were talking about people that have their cars that are in repossession status or repo. If you ever have that situation, the key is stay in contact with these people. The key is to stay in contact with these people. There, the questions that we had today were about people that had cars they owed. The first young lady was paying way too much money, over $600 a month for a car that she financed through a secondary finance company. The high interest rate and the high cost of the car did not bode well for her, and she is having to deal with that. And so ultimately, what we want to be able to do is be able to help people like her avoid getting into those situations. And then if you're already in that situation like she is, giving her the advice to be able to keep those payments up, because in a short period of time she will be able to get another car, and her payments won't be nowhere near what they are. So we invite her to definitely do that. And then the gentleman that called saying that he sees all these $79 a month payments, $100 a month payments. Anytime you see an extremely low payment, any time that you are watching television and you see anything that dealing with the automotive industry, look close. Look closer than just the actual show, I mean, actual sale item or whatever they're mentioning. Look at the fine print or listen to the disclaimer. This is what you need to know. But the laws have it where they don't have to show you that in big print, or they don't have to have the disclaimer, you know, kind of super clear. And so they put it out there to make you as a consumer deal with not knowing what's going on. And so I encourage you, whatever your situation is, to definitely, when it comes to purchasing a car, look at what you're getting into. The mistakes that people make in cars, the young lady said it was her first car that she had to that she bought. The gentleman talked about he had some collection accounts on his record with cell phone companies that caused him to be in the situation that he's in. Look, cross the T's and dot the I's. Buying a car is the second biggest purchase that we make, and it's the only purchase at that level that we make alone. When you buy a car, you don't have a lawyer with you. You don't have a title company with you like you do when you have a real estate transaction. You don't have that. It's you and the dealership. And between me and you, the dealership, they make money for selling you a car. So if they make money for selling you a car, whose best interest do they have? Do they have yours or do they have theirs? You know the answer to that. And unfortunately, there are some bad apples in the car business. Most people are good. Most people work with you nice, but there's some bad apples. And the crazy thing about it is that you don't necessarily know who those bad apples are. You don't know who they are. You don't know the good person, the bad person. You don't know that. And so ultimately, it makes sense for you to just double check and triple check the things that you do. That's why I do what I do. I've been doing this a long time. I've educated a lot of people all over the country. I want to encourage everybody that's listening, if you want to see some pictures of some satisfied customers that I've helped, you can go to my website. My website address is www.thecarmanshow.com. That's www.thecarmanshow.com. Go to my website, and you will see pictures, videos, letters of satisfied customers. I'm all about the people. That's what this show and this campaign that we do is all about. It's all about the people. Now, I can be reached toll-free. I have a toll-free number. Lock this in your phone. Maybe you might not need it now. Maybe you may need it later. The number is 877-870-4815. If somebody you know, family, friend, coworker, is looking for a car, you don't have to worry about saying anything, but you need to call the car man. They call me the car man for the obvious reason. I help people with car situations. I've been doing this over 20 years. I've helped thousands upon thousands of people buy cars. Millions have heard my show from one end of the country to the next. And I definitely appreciate everybody that continues to listen, because this is a gift that God gave me to pass on to people. I've been in the car business for 20 years. I've worked in dealerships in every capacity. I understand how dealerships work, and I understand what it takes to put a deal together. And so I want to make sure that all of my listeners are informed about that. So please take advantage of everything I said. My website is available 24/7. My toll-free number, 877-870-4815, is 24/7. That's the hotline. It's always on. We always have a way that you can get in contact with me, and I am here for you. Again, the website is thecarmanshow.com, and the phone number is 877-870-4815. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with holidays included. The number is always on and active. Listen, I've got about a minute left. I definitely want to say I appreciate what the listeners have ideas for new shows, things that help you. And I encourage you, as you listen in this year, and we got new ideas, we got new programs that we're coming up with, we got new conversations that we're coming up with. There's definitely a need for what we're doing. So you have got to take advantage of the information. The young lady that bought the vehicle and has the high car payment, stay encouraged. Make your car payments on time. In a short period of time, you'll look back, and this will be a learning experience for you, and you'll be driving a lot better cars. The gentleman that had the payment that he thought was high, I encourage you, keep making your car payments. Keep making your car payments, and in a short period of time, you'll be able to get into another car, and your wife can be driving a better car with even a payment that could be under $300. These are opportunities that are afforded to both of you, and to all the listeners that didn't call in, definitely we encourage you to continue to listen to the show. We'll be on next Friday we'll be on next Friday and next Saturday at the same time, so you definitely want to stay tuned to that. Listen, I got to go. Remember, you can with Car Man.